I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a
soldier. No, they'll never take us under, because we're bringing truth like thunder. Raining on your speakers like a ton of bricks. Hold the cross high, cause we're Catholics. Fight the good fight with the truth. Stand tall with the truth. I'm a warrior for Christ. I'm in love with the truth. Love God, save souls, slay error.
Go stronger.
Holy hour of power. This is the Lord's gym. We are your spiritual fitness trainers. My name is Jesse Romero, the Latin lover of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Latin lover of Our Lady.
And this
my
is
partner,
Terry Barber, the Lebanese lover of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the Lebanese lover of Our Lady. And Jesse, I'm honored to be here on a Friday with you, brother. Thanks for joining us. Jess,
I'm not traveling this Friday, so that's why I'm here.
That's awesome, brother.
Glad to be here.
And Jess, we're going to talk a little bit about what you've been doing this week. When you were off here in Los Angeles. Also, we're going to be talking about President Trump and what he knew regarding the fraudulent 2020 election. He thought that it would wind up with the Supreme Court. It looks like it's going to be there. Also, we're going to talk about the Trump team lawyer regarding counting votes that really are people, valid votes. And she thinks that President Trump is going to win this election because when you take away the invalid votes, they think that they're going to win. Also, why? The Washington Times. Hey, it says 352 U.S. counties in 29 states managed to have 1.8 million more registered voters than eligible voting age. So there's obviously the numbers don't add up. And then at the end of the show, we're going to also talk with Brenda Garcia, who's producing a new show for us for young people. That'll be coming at the fourth segment, so I want you to hear that. And also, Jesse's got a really good comment regarding Americanism, the heresy of Americanism. It's really appropriate because we are still feeling that effects almost over 100 years later when the Holy Father wrote this document on Americanism. But before we get to all of that, Jess Romero, we want some soul food, brother.
Yep, there's a lot of stuff I want to comment on today's readings. I'm going to just take a little bit from all three readings.
Sure.
I think it speaks to our present situation.
Got it.
Today's first reading at Holy Mass, it's from the second letter of John. It only has one chapter.
Yep.
It only has one chapter, mm-hmm. So it's from verses 4 to 9. But it's powerful. Now, this translation is from the New American Bible. This isn't found in the RSV or the Douay-Rheims. But that's actually kind of good because I'll just be honest with you. The U.S. bishops have basically said this is the official translation for the English-speaking world. This is it. And it's a dynamic translation. So, all right, fine. They're the bishops. I'm not. They say that this is the one that's going to be read at Mass. It actually works against them, and I'll tell you why. Because a lot of our bishops are progressive. And so if they would have used the RSV or the Douay-Rheims, you would not have got this translation because it doesn't use that word. But since the progressives, a lot of the translators of the NAB had more of a dynamic modernist translation, this is the way they translated this passage, and it works against the modernists in our church. It says this, okay, chosen lady, that's a reference to the churches, okay? The churches they're called by the feminine.
That's right.
Chosen lady, I rejoice greatly to find some of your children walking in the truth, just as we were commanded by the Father. Now, to me, that speaks more of Our Lady, but the translators say it's a reference to the churches. But now, lady, I ask you, not as though I were writing a new commandment, but the one we have had from the beginning, let us love one another. For this love, that we walk according to his commandments, this is a commandment, as you heard from the beginning, in which you should walk. Okay, stop there. To me, this clearly speaks about Our Lady or his children. Now, the modern translators, if you look at the footnotes, they say, this is a reference to the churches. It's a feminine verb in reference to all the churches. All right, fine. Now, look at this. Many deceivers have gone out into the world.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Many deceivers. We call those deceivers, guess what, the deep state. In the country or in the world, they're called the deep state. In the church, they're called the deep state. Those are the deceivers that are in the world. It says, those who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. Who doesn't acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh? Well, Jesus Christ coming in the flesh, he's the Son of God, divine, equal with the Father and the Holy Spirit. Those who don't confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God by nature, like who? Muslims. Muslims don't confess Jesus is the Son of God by nature. And so what would Muslims, John the Apostles, call them? Deceivers. They're deceivers. They don't confess Christ has come in the flesh as the Son of God equal to the Father. It goes on to say, such is the deceitful one and the Antichrist. It's kind of funny that the Protestants used to say that the Antichrist is, the papacy. And they're totally wrong. Now the Protestants, new books are coming out. They're saying the Antichrist is going to be a Muslim. So the Protestants, after 500 years of saying papacy is the Antichrist, now you have Protestants writing books saying the Antichrist is going to be a Muslim.
Funny.
Well, that's more in line with this letter of John, because the Antichrist has to reject that Jesus Christ is fully divine, the Son of God, and that's what Islam does. So it says, look to yourselves that you do not lose that we worked for, but may receive a full recompense. Anyone who is so progressive...
Oh, time out. What was that word?
Anyone who is so progressive, that's a synonym for liberal.
Exactly.
By the way, if you ask Joe Biden and Harris, are you conservative or progressive? Guess what they would say, Terry?
Progressive.
We're progressive.
Of course.
Yeah. If you ask the Democrat Party, are you conservative or progressive?
Progressive.
They'll all tell you, we're the progressive party.
Of course.
Well, look what the Bible says about progressive. It says, anyone who is so progressive as not to remain in the teaching of the Christ. What's the teaching of the Christ? Pro-life.
Life is sacred.
Pro-natural marriage, Adam and Eve.
Yep.
That's the teaching of the Christ.
Yep.
Okay? So the Bible says this, anyone who is so progressive as not to remain in the teaching of the Christ does not have God. In other words, doesn't have the Father. Whoever remains in the teaching has the Father and the Son. Well, what's the teaching? The sanctity of human life and the sanctity of marriage. This first reading indicts, Terry, the Democrat Party, Joe Biden and Harris, and anybody that would call themselves progressive and liberal.
And Jesse, let me back up just for a minute. If people don't doubt what you just said is true, read the party line. In other words, they have a statement of what the Democrats believe and what the Republicans believe. And so that's where you
want to. And they call themselves, Terry, we're the progressive
party. That's exactly right.
It goes against the first reading at Mass.
Right.
And Terry, what are we called to do as Catholic Christians? We're called to do Psalm 19, the responsorial psalm, which says,
Blessed
are they who follow the law of the Lord. What's the law of the Lord? There's two. There's natural law placed in our hearts where we know what's right and wrong.
Yep.
And then there's the eternal law.
Right.
The Ten Commandments are the eternal moral laws. And it says, blessed are they whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they who observe his decrees, who seek him with all their heart. With all my heart, I seek you. Let me not stray from your commands. Terry, Pelosi and Biden called themselves devout Catholics, yet the Bible says that we're supposed to ask God, Lord, we don't want to stray away from your commands. Fifth commandment says, thou shalt not kill. Sixth commandment says that only a man and a woman should engage in intimacy, sexual intimacy, marital intimacy. Well, Terry, anybody who calls himself a devout Catholic and is straying away from God's commandments, they're not blameless.
That's what
they're
the
not
Bible
following
says.
The law of the Lord,
yep.
And there will be consequences at the exit interview. And the last thing I want to say is this: today's gospel. Last thing, you're probably wondering. So what does Saint Luke mean when he says, "As in the days of Noah, so it will be in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating and drinking. All right, what does that mean? Marrying and giving in marriage up to the day that Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all." You're saying, why did God destroy people for eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage? If you look at a Jewish commentary, which I have, because the Jews, they wrote about the Moses wrote about the Noah's Ark and the flood. The rabbis say that the phrase marrying and giving in marriage up to the day of Noah, that's a reference that people were practicing homosexuality at the time of Noah. It was rampant homosexuality and rampant partying. Just one festive drinking, gluttony, vomiting, eating, drinking, gluttony, homosexual practices. That's what was happening at the time of Noah, according to the Jewish rabbis. They should know this book was written to the Jews by the Jews, Terry.
And Jesse, right now in America, one out of three Americans are running around with a sexually transmitted disease. We have 110 million people doing that right now. We spend $16 billion a year taking care of them. Nothing new under the sun. This is the
we're living under the days. We're living in like in the times of Noah right now.
And Jesse, what normally happens at the end of the liturgical year before Advent comes, the scripture verses are all on the end times. We're preparing for a great feast day at the end of this month, Christ the King, and one of my favorite feasts of the whole liturgical year. So when you'll start reading all these readings, it's all talking about the second coming, the when Christ will come back. And so I think we have to just keep that in mind, that life is short and eternity is forever.
Terry, let me make one comment about the heresy of Americanism, because it requires 30 seconds.
Yeah.
As Catholics, let's not forget that our politics does not become before our holy Catholic faith.
Exactly.
You obviously could tell what party I'm from without mentioning
you
it.
Think?
The fact is, but my Catholic faith is way above my political party.
Absolutely.
Because that's I live for my Catholic faith. I want to share my Catholic faith. I want to die and get to heaven. So remember, don't fall into the heresy of Americanism, which simply is a Catholic who puts their politics over their religion, just like Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and many others. They fall under the heresy of Americanism.
And also, Americanism is all about the loss of the supernatural. Just what Bishop Strickland has said about his brother Bishop. All right, that's the fact. We come back, we'll talk about Bishop Sheen's quote, and then we'll get right into the situation of President Trump and the election.
A great man once said that evil is powerless if the good are unafraid. Well, you and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness. We're at war with the most dangerous enemy that has ever faced mankind in his long climb from the swamp to the stars. And it's been said if we lose this war, and in so doing lose this great way of freedom of ours, history will report with the greatest astonishment that those that had the most to lose did the least to prevent it from happening. Well, I think it's high time now that we ask ourselves if we still even know the freedoms that were intended for us by our founding fathers. Every generation of Americans needs to know that freedom exists, not to do what you like, but having the right to do what you ought. You weren't made to fit in, my brothers and sisters. You are born to stand out. Set yourself apart from this corrupt generation. Be saints. God bless you.
Our nation is too full of those that are crying down. Down with the police. Down with the churches. Down with teachers. Down with government. Can you build anything down? You cannot. Certainly time in our nation to change our words. And let's begin now to use the word up. Up from all of this filth. Up from this violence, up from this indifference of courts, up to the hid battlements of eternity, up to God.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871. Because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Did you realize that President Trump knew that there would be voter fraud?
Oh, yeah.
And that the election, the 2020 election, would wind up in the Supreme Court?
Amazing.
Yep. the red wave
yep.
that appeared to be cresting for President Trump on the evening of November 3rd, it receded by the following morning. Coincidence? I don't think so. Why? Hundreds of thousands of votes had materialized for Joe Biden seemingly out of nowhere in the wee hours of the morning where we're all asleep. And guess what? Nearly all of them came from Democrat-controlled cities like Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Detroit, Milwaukee, Atlanta, and Las Vegas. As my grandfather used to say, nothing good happens after midnight, or as street cops say,
that's right.
The freaks come out at night.
You've seen it, Jess, as a cop.
Oh, yeah.
You used to say that to me, Jesse.
Yep, that's when all the monsters come out. So as the strange new vote totals have piled up, so have the allegations of massive voter fraud. And many Americans now suspect that the fix was in, that it was rigged. And as Debbie Aldridge has noted, how likely is it that the, quote, majority of Americans would pick a 78-year-old who can't remember what office he's running for to be the leader of the free world, close quote. So the Trump team is certainly convinced that they didn't, if only legally cast ballots are counted, they argue, that President Trump easily wins a second term. And I actually believe that myself.
I do, too.
I think that'll play out.
Yep.
So there's a lot of multiple lawsuits being filed by President Trump in both state and federal courts to ask that fraudulent and defective ballots be thrown out. And it seems to be tracking on our side, Terry, some of the decisions that I'm hearing from the courts.
Oh, yeah.
So given the seriousness of the issues at stake, nearly all of these lawsuits will shortly wind up before the Supreme Court.
Yep.
And one of them already has. And I want to remind you that Justice Samuel Alito, on Friday, a couple Fridays ago, he's already ordered all Pennsylvania County Boards of Elections to segregate all late arriving ballots. That's a great, common sense piece of legislation that, or decree from the judge. And these probably number in the tens or even hundreds of thousands. And if they're disqualified in whole or in part, which they should, it'll give the state's 20 electoral votes to President Trump. And the last time the Supreme Court had to adjudicate an election like this happened in the year 2000. And just like today, the reliably progressive major media outlets were eager to declare Democrat candidate Al Gore to be the winner as recounts targeted to heavily Democrat counties, which cut into Republican George Bush's small lead in that state. And Bush took the matter to court, and it actually won in court. Terry?
Yeah, see, I just want to jump in and say something right now. You talk about the progressive media. I just want to take his time out, everybody. Pay attention to this. The 71 million Trump voters, it's time for us to fight back, Jesse. And I'm not talking about physical fighting. No, what I want you to do is take these steps. Starting November 13th, that's today, step one, move to Parler and exit Facebook and Twitter. They're probably going to take me off right now after I said that. Step two, turn off the TV. Do not tune in to CNN, Fox, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, or any other mainstream media station. Are you ready for step three?
They all work for the left.
Exactly. Step three. Do not spend any money at Amazon or any large retailers. Support only small businesses. We don't loot. Have you noticed that, the media? We do not burn. We do not do violence. We do things differently, okay? So please paste and share all this that you're hearing today on your social media now and getting people to jump ship and only use, oh, I see. I got Richard. Richard gave me a tip. To only use the conservative media, because we need to change this, because they're muzzling us right now.
This is where the fight's at, Terry.
Right. And so then of course yesterday I jump in and said we talked about Eucharistic adoration, taking our rosaries out to the streets and prayer. See, we're talking about prayer and action here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. We're not just activists in the sense of, you know, doing active things. We also have to do it with a great profound spirituality of our Catholic faith. So, yeah, Jess, I didn't mean to jump in on that article, but it ties in to how we can respond to this atrocity that's taking place regarding the election.
Faith and reason. Yeah, and this is the reason part. Imagine if 71 million. I'm going to do it this weekend.
Yep.
I'm going to I'm going to get off of Facebook this weekend. I'm going to get off of Twitter. By Sunday, I'll be off of it. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to use Parler. It's the only conservative social media outlet. And I could just imagine if 71 million Trump voters would go over to Parler by this weekend, by Sunday, boy, oh boy, are they going to get the message.
Yep.
Because right now, Terry, they're even censoring the president of the United States.
I know that.
Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah.
We've never seen something like this. This is straight communism.
They have too much power, Jesse. Way too much power.
So when they censor the only person that's protecting my religious liberty.
Exactly.
Yep.
I'm going to
switch over by Sunday. Yep. The only thing I'm going to be using is Parler. So I'll learn. It can't be that hard. I'll learn how to use it.
Yep.
And I'll be sending messages on Parler and I'll be active on Parler because if they support my president and if they support conservative causes and people of faith, then I've got to dump the other guys. And by the way, I'm not even watching Fox no more.
Nope.
Fox has been hijacked by the left. There's three good people at Fox in the afternoon, but pretty much everybody else has been taken over by the left as well. So, yeah, Terry, we have to speak
absolutely
by praying. Every hour I'm praying for our president, for justice in this country, for these sham elections to be exposed. So at the top of the hour, I do an Our Father, Hail Mary, and a St. Michael every hour on the hour, me and my wife. And then by this Sunday, I'm going to switch. I'm going to get off of Facebook and Twitter and go on to Parler.
And Jesse, just to continue, the last time the Supreme Court had to adjudicate an election happened in 2000. We remember, just like today, reliable progressive major media outlets were eager to declare Democratic candidate Al Gore to be the winner, and recounts targeted by heavily Democrat counties cut into the Republican George W. Bush small lead in the state. Bush took the matter to the court like Trump is doing. After reviewing the evidence, the Supreme Court decided George Bush over Gore. Bush thus won Florida's 25 electoral votes and the election. But Jesse,
basically the court found out that the left was cheating again, and they got caught. That's what they got caught. And this is what President Trump is trying to do because they got caught again, and we have the evidence.
Now, Jesse, if Bush versus Gore were a Category 1 legal hurricane, I love this, Trump versus Biden will be a Category 5. Boy, that's true. And at the very eye of the storm will sit 9 Supreme Court justices deliberating the merits of the many cases that will shortly come before them. Jess, tell us a little bit more about this, because this is where it gets really interesting.
Yeah, so here's the good news.
Yeah.
Here's the good news for the future of our republic, because America's a republic.
Yep.
George Bush prevailed in the Supreme Court. Why? Well, in part because of the able assistance of 2 brilliant young attorneys whose names will be familiar to you. Yep, Brett Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett. Brett Kavanaugh worked for the George Bush campaign during the 2000 U.S. presidential election, specifically on the Florida recount and the Bush versus Gore case that went before the Supreme Court. Amy Coney Barrett, she provided research and briefing assistance for the legal team at the firm Baker Botts that represented President Bush in Bush versus Gore, the lawsuit that grew out of the 2000 U.S. presidential election. It is a very happy fact, thanks to Donald Trump, that both Kavanaugh and Barrett now serve as associate justices of the U.S. Supreme Court, where they will be hearing cases brought by the Trump team. Now, I don't mean to suggest that their judgment will in any way be affected because they're hearing cases brought by advocates of the same president who nominated them. But what I mean is that these two Supreme Court justices are both intimately familiar with election law, and they're also highly qualified to judge whether or not a fraud has been perpetrated on the American voting public. And both these justices, they're going to know fraud when they see it, and being people of absolute integrity, they will render a just decision, and they will serve as resources and role models for their fellow justices in this regard. There's only one other thing we know about Justices Baird and there's another thing that we know about Justices Baird and Kavanaugh, and also about Justices Thomas, Alito, and Gorsuch, for that matter. We know that they're not easily intimidated. I know Roberts is. You can see Roberts will be intimidated. because all five of these justices, they've all been subjected to vicious attacks by unhinged progressives. Remember the first reading? Justice Thomas, in his case, for decades he's been subjected to vicious attacks that haven't basically stopped. So as these justices deliver, and I'm not even ruling Roberts. Roberts is going to go with the left, in my opinion. So as these justices deliberate the cases before them, there's going to be hysterical editorials in the Washington Post about the quote unquote end of democracy. And you're going to have these hysterical mobs that are going to once again pound on the very doors of the Supreme Court. So the pressure on the judges to cave in to the will of the mob and the media elite, it's going to be intense. But I think these five justices are going to toe the line. But for all that, I believe that the new majority will uphold their oaths to protect and defend the Constitution and uphold the law as is written. Terry?
Yeah. Dr. Ed Mazza on. He's on the other line. One final point about the man who put them there. Over the past 4 years, the Democrats, their media, their deep state allies have used every dirty trick in the Democratic playbook, spying on his campaign, the phony steel dozer, the rigged Mueller investigation, the impeachment hoax, and so on, to cripple the Trump's presidency and drive him from office. You know, none of that has worked, Jesse. But as president has known for a long time, this election fraud is the key part of their playbook. And he's spoken about it many, many times in interviews. And I want to say, Dr. Ed Mazza, I know you've been on hold. When we're done at this quick break, we're going to let you chime in on this conversation. But you know what,
Absolutely.
Jess? In the end, it's like a game of chess. We have a word for what's coming, Jess. We call it checkmate. And I love that President Trump is in the position to be that he's in right now, because I believe he will.
We have all the evidence on our side, Terry. Yep, we have all the evidence on our side. And we got the Supreme Court that's 5-4 right now, because I'm not counting Roberts. Roberts is a leftist, I believe. And I think they got him dirty because he's always siding with the left. But Terry, in appointing Amy Coney Barrett and Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court, this was a brilliant move by President Trump. Again, like you said, this is potential checkmate.
I got it. Hey, Dr. Ed, let's get you on for a couple of minutes before the break, and maybe we can put you over to the other side.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show. Dr. Ed Mazza, PhD in history.
Reporting for duty.
Okay, Jeff. Hey, I just hear the music. Reporting for duty, love it. Well, join us when we come right back, Dr. Ed. You're our teaser for people to come back and hear what you have to say in the historical position of a PhD of history. We're going to find out what Dr. Ed has to say about this President Trump debate right now with the election. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Our goal, to inspire you to fall deeper in love with Jesus and his church.
Hi, this is Jesse Romero from the Terry and Jesse Show, also from Jesus 911. Let's face it, we all need to use the internet, but we need screen accountability. Why? Pornography is a huge problem, especially on the internet. And every time we tap into the internet, we get bombarded with images and temptations that degrade our humanity. So we need Covenant Eyes to block these pornographic sites and advertisements from infiltrating our lives. Covenant Eyes helps us take custody of our eyes and custody of our intellect. So I recommend you go to CovenantEyes.com and type in the promo code VMPR to support the network. Protect yourself and your family from the imminent threats on the internet. www.CovenantEyes.com. Code VMPR. Live porn free. Thank you for listening to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Thank you. God bless you. Keep the faith.
If you shop on Amazon.com, there's an easy way to support Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Just visit smile.amazon.com and type in Catholic Resource Center under the desired charity. Now, when you log into your Amazon account and purchase products, a portion of it will automatically go to support Virgin Most Powerful Radio at no cost to you. Thanks in advance for supporting CRC and VMPR. and may God richly bless you and your family.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Don't be fooled. The election's not over. We got Dr. Ed Mazza, and he's always the voice
of reason,
yeah. And deep historical analysis about all these topics. Dr. Ed, you're on. Comments?
I've got breaking news out of Georgia.
Good. Okay.
Information that are vital to our cause here, saving the republic. So the first one is this. President Trump won Georgia.
Yep.
Okay, that's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Amen. And they're having thanks be to God, they're having a hand recount right now. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because Biden, they want to say that Biden won, and it's close enough that the government has agreed to do a hand recount. But the problem is what's going on right now is that they're only allowing one Republican to look at a table of 20 people. They're not allowing enough. There's supposed to be a Democrat and a Republican recount.
What do they got to say?
So they can't see what's going on. So this recount is not going to work.
Nope.
So I'm going to give out a phone number if you guys permit it.
Yep. Ready.
With the Secretary of State in Georgia, and especially if you live in Georgia, call them. But even if you don't live in Georgia, call them and say, look, we insist that there has to be a one-for-one access to these ballots, and they have to take the time to compare the signatures on the ballot to see if it matches the signatures on the voter registration. Apparently, that's not going on. They're not doing that. There's a woman. Her name is Jenny Beth. She's a top Republican there, and she's saying this is what's going on. Here's the phone number. It's 404-656 2881.
Got it.
And we have to insist that this is done properly, or otherwise it's useless to do it.
Now, let me just repeat that number, Ed, because some people didn't get it. 404-656-2881. Continue, please.
Now, here's the thing. Trump needs those votes out of Georgia. Those are vital, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, nationally, I wanted to remind the folks at home that CNN does not, make Biden the president, okay? Or Trump, for that matter, or any of these people, MSLSD.
Right.
Who makes the president is what they're going to do is in each state, the Secretary of State has to certify the votes.
Right.
But what's going to happen is these Democrat Secretary of States are going to try and certify these fraudulent votes and make them count. So what Catholics have to do, especially in Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, they have to get their state legislators in the state assembly or the state senate to insist that they will not go along with a fraudulent certification of the ballots, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I do.
They have to disagree with the Secretary of State if they don't do this right. If there's not an audit, there has to be an audit of all these ballots. They have to be examined, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're finding out that, for example, in Georgia, here's a statistic that will really blow people's minds here. Let me see if I can. I just found it. See if I can find it again here. In Georgia, 818 people voted only for Trump. In other words, if you look at the ballot, they didn't vote for anybody else. They didn't vote for dog catcher. They didn't vote for state assembly person. Right? They only voted for Trump. 818 people. Right? Guess how many people in Georgia only voted for Biden? And by the way, there were two Senate races, very important Senate races. I'm going to get to that in a second. That's the third important thing I have to tell you guys. But can you imagine? They only voted for Trump, and they didn't vote for anybody else.
Hmm.
But The same thing happened with Biden. And guess how many people only voted for Biden and they didn't vote for the senator, they didn't vote for congressman, they didn't vote for dog catcher? 95,801 ballots.
That's a red flag.
Now,
you know what? They were just Xerox. That's all they did. They ran the Xerox machine.
So here's the thing, guys. The Republicans control the state legislatures. And if they put their foot down and say, we're not going to certify the election has to be, the electors have to be selected. First of all, the state certifies the votes, and then they choose the electors.
Right.
But if the state legislature insists we're not going to go along with this, then these electors will not be elected. They won't go to the Electoral College by December 6th or December 8th.
They're supposed
to be assigned by the 8th. By the way, that's the Feast of Mary's Immaculate.
Exactly. That's why I remember it.
We should all make a novena about this. Here's the deal. If we can get – people have to call their state assemblymen. They have to call their state senators and say, do not go along with a certification of a fraudulent election. All right? If they don't have an audit and if we don't get this straightened out, these Republicans have to have a backbone in the assemblies and in the state Senate. And we have to put pressure on them because they're supposed to represent us. So if this does not get done by December 8th, then, and hopefully the Republicans will ensure that, we have to hold their feet to the fire here because our republic is on the line, then it goes to the House of Representatives.
Right.
If Biden does not certify, it'll go to the House of Representatives, and people will say, well, isn't that a terrible thing because
it's
controlled by Democrats?
Nope.
No, because they don't vote by who's there. They vote by the state.
Yep.
And
one,
we've got a 28 vote. To 22
you got it.
Majority.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we have to do here. Yep. And lastly, this is terribly important. So right now there are 50 Republicans in the Senate after November 3rd, after this election. But there are two Senate seats that are still up for grabs because the election was too close in Georgia. You know, every state gets two senators. So they're going to have a special election on, I think it's January 5th.
It is.
And the Republican guy is named Perdue, and the other Republican woman, her name is Loeffler.
Right.
And the Democrats and Hollywood and big tech are pouring tens of millions of dollars into this special election because if the Democrats get those two seats, then it'll be they'll have control of the Senate.
Because the vice president can vote, right?
Because if Kamala were the vice president, she could break the tie.
That's right.
And even if we close on President Trump's victory, he won on November 3rd. We need to close this out so he can swear the oath of office on the Holy Bible January 20th. But even if we closed on this, if we closed on it and he does get sworn in on January 20th, if the Democrats control the Senate and the House, they'll impeach him within 2 weeks or 2 days.
Oh, that's
true. You
know
what I mean?
Yep.
You're right.
So
you're right.
It is vitally important that we pray our rosaries, not just that President Trump, through all these things we've been talking about, takes the oath of office on January 20th.
Right.
But we have to pray that on January 5th, these two Republicans, Perdue and Loeffler, win these special elections and that there's no fraud or that we can counteract the fraud. Georgia is the only thing that will save our republic right now, amongst other important things going on.
Yeah. Well, Ed, thanks.
If he wins Georgia, does that give him the 270 or what?
No, he gets 14 delegates from, I think.
I know, but how close does that put him to 270?
We still got to get Pennsylvania. I think, Ed, am I correct in saying Pennsylvania is a real key state also? There's 20 delegates there.
It is. Pennsylvania is key. And hopefully, again,
Arizona's still in play. They're still kind of, Arizona's still, it got moved from the blue column to the gray column.
Going to Arizona.
That's another thing. For the folks who live in Arizona, the same kind of funny business is probably going to go on. My understanding is that if he is within 0.5% of Biden, which means there can be a recount.
Right.
And, but again, they're going to try to do all kind of funny business. The Secretary of State in Arizona, in a tweet a couple of years ago,
correct,
referred to Trump supporters as neo-Nazis.
Yep.
So that tells you where she's coming from.
Yeah, you think? Oh, my God. Yeah. Wow.
Exactly.
We got lots to pray about. We got lots to do.
Pray.
Yep.
Lots to do.
Yep.
You know, basically, here's what I think. I think that when the real votes are counted, not the illegal votes, if just the real votes are counted, I believe that President Trump will win the election.
Oh, yeah.
Not, you know, but we know the Democrats like everything illegal, illegal immigrants, you know, illegal drugs, you know, they like illegal stuff. If the illegal, if just the legal votes are counted, I think it's going to, Trump will be elected and be the president for another 4 years. And also, I'm reading from the Washington Times. The Washington Times, they're the good guys more. The Washington Post are the bad guys. Every time you think about Washington Times, these are the ones that they put out some good information. The Washington Post, I call it the Washington Compost. That's how we know these are the bad guys. Well, they actually said that 352 U.S. counties in 29 states managed to have 1.8 million more registered voters than eligible voting age citizens.
Does that tell you something?
I mean,
give me a break, Jess.
Yeah, 1.8 million more registered voters than eligible voting age citizens in those 29 states. So, in other words, you know, we know how many people are eligible to vote, and we had 1.8 million more people that are actually eligible to vote that voted. So it means that dead people were voting.
Of course.
You know, people, I guess I would just say, you know, like 1.8 million dead people voted, or people that are in prison right now, or, you know, so again.
Here's another thing, guys. If you look at the statistics, Biden underperformed what Clinton did 4 years ago in all these metro areas, except for, coincidence,
yeah, really,
Philadelphia, Detroit, Milwaukee, Atlanta. There, magically, Joe Biden got more votes than Barack Obama did from the inner city.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. That's just ridiculous. Hey, Ed, the people are asking me about the 404 number, 656-2881, regarding the Georgia State. Tell them exactly what they're going to say when they call that number. And what are they asking for?
Yeah. So you're calling the office of the Secretary of State of Georgia,
mm-hmm,
who is going to certify that all of this recount is legit, okay? And the problem is that it's being reported that the are we going to a break?
Yeah, we're going to have to break. Just to tell them that you want to have an authentic certification of the votes, Ed. That's what you're saying.
To be direct observation.
Absolutely. Yep, direct observation. Hey, up next, we've got Brenda Garcia in Studio B. She's going to be putting a new show on for Virgin Most Powerful, reaching out to young adults. Boy, do we need that in our culture. We'll be back with much more.
Jesus said in Luke 17, "When you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have only done our duty.'" According to St. John of the Cross, God is pleased with the little deeds we do in secret. He takes more pleasure in these than in a multitude of grand works that we may do out of the desire to be seen by others. May God help us to do the things that please Him, and not just to appear great in the eyes of others.
Tummy.
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions, but what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb, not just after birth, but 9 months before. at conception.
That's right. Every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Kuharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Pray, hope, and don't worry, as St. Padre Pio says. Terry, we got Brenda on?
We do. We've got Brenda here. And Brenda Garcia was on about a month ago with us, Jess. As you know, she's working on a new project to bring young adults back to the faith. Brenda, welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Brenda, I want to set the stage. You're in Hollywood. You're a stunt girl, but you love the Lord. You love your Catholic faith, and that's why I have you here. And when we think about what's going on to young people your age, most of them, by the time they're 23 years of age, 87% of them aren't practicing their faith. So when I heard of you, you came to our Opus Angelorum conference over the summer, and I said, you know, would you seriously consider, since you're speaking to young adults around the world, to do a 13-week show reaching out to young people to bring them back to the faith? So, Brenda, for the benefit of those who don't know much about you, can you tell us a little bit more than what I just said about you being in Hollywood?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Terry. Well, I've been blessed, obviously, to have this career as a professional stuntwoman and actress in Hollywood. And the Lord has blessed me to be able to use this platform and the gifts He's given me to reach out to young people. I've always been able to reach out in the secular world. And then some of my Catholic friends knew I was doing these talks to at-risk teens and youth and things like that. And they thought, let's bring this to like a retreat.
Yeah.
And so I started speaking at retreats and conferences. And next thing you know, I started speaking at all kinds of places in the Catholic world and secular world. And so I know that it's been a tremendous gift. And I'd love to just do whatever I can to just bring all people, but in this case, the young people and those who are far from the church or never knew the church, to the faith, because we need that really badly.
Brenda, I'm going to play Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen's. I'm going to have a quote from him, and then I want you to tell me if this relates to young adults and see if it makes sense. First of all, I got to bring the smartest guy into the room right now.
Yes, please.
Let's bring him in, Mr. Engineer. All right. It sounds like our choo-choo train is running slow today. But that's okay.
It's because he's in a locomotive, Terry.
Locomotive, train. Of course, yes. That makes sense. Here's what Bishop Sheen has to say. See if this relates to young adults, to everyone. He said, there is one simple way of beginning a conversion. Cease asking what God will give you if you come to Him and begin to ask what you will give God. Is that fit for young adults? Yeah, tell me what your thoughts are on that.
Mic drop. Well, the first thing that came to mind was, honestly, I have a lot of good friends who make music as well.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this song that they have. They're Catholic hip-hop artists, and I know that's relevant for our young people. Mm-hmm. They love
sure.
that kind of music.
They do.
It's Catholic, and it's good music. And it's a song called Empty Pew. It's a great song, and the refrain or the chorus goes, there's an empty pew for you. Come see what the Lord can do for you. better yet, come see what you can do for Him.
Yeah.
Bring all your sins and your suffering, your pain and your struggling. He's faithful. He keeps His covenant. Isn't that beautiful?
That is beautiful. And I never
Love
heard that in my life, Jesse. Oh, have you heard
like
that?
It. You'd like it.
It's the gospel message.
It really is. It's precious. And that's what drew me into that, too.
So, Brenda, when you talk to young people, because mom and dad are listening right now, and they have young adults, and let's be honest, most of the people listening right now have a son or a daughter or a relative that's not practicing their Catholic faith. And when this show comes out on Virgin Most Powerful Radio, what benefits will they get from listening to you, and what are your goals there?
Thank you. My goal is to introduce them to the love of Christ, why it's important, because we're going to hopefully call it what is truth.
Yeah.
Because, you know, according to the world, there's your truth is my, you know, is your truth, it's relativism, and it's just a bunch of confusion and chaos. So the truth is Jesus Christ and his bride, the church. So we want to, the goal is to divinize our young people.
Wow.
Because if we can accept and acknowledge the love of Jesus Christ, we can therefore start to live a life of sanctity. And we would, our whole life would, and our perspective will change completely.
Brenda, would you agree that the Eucharist, you know, is really the key in bringing young men and women back to the faith?
Absolutely.
And Our Lady, of course. But how do we introduce them to Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist, young lady?
Well, that's, you know, it's a challenge. Because there's a lot of people who withhold, they're just kind of have their walls up, honestly. They're just so skeptical. And that's part of the fruit of Americanism that you guys were talking about earlier.
Right.
Everyone is so cynical, pessimistic, and skeptical, very negative. We live in very dark, negative times, and that's the psychology behind a lot of young people nowadays. Like, they're skeptical about this whole Catholic thing, and they're really afraid that, well, if I become Catholic, I'm going to be loving or supposed to worship this mean God, and that's wrong. That's Jansenism as well.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of heresy out there, and we're trying to, the goal is to correct that and to truly show them the loving, merciful God that we serve.
Jesse Romero, what are any thoughts about what Brenda's trying to do? I know that when you were a younger man, Jesse, you were giving all kinds of talks to young adults, and as you got older, they weren't asking you back because they thought...
No,
you
know, I just turned them down. I just said, get a younger person.
Get a young person. I thought that's what you told them.
No, they continue. The phone rings. I just say, hey, get somebody like Brenda or somebody in Jason Everett. But no, I'm glad that... there's young adults that are stepping up to the plate like Brenda. And I told her yesterday when I talked to her, she's going to have to find a good network of good, solid young adults, like people like Jason Everett and his wife and, Chris Stefanik. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put her in contact with the people that I know.
Good.
Timory over in San Diego in Orange County. There's a lot of good young adults that are doing good work out there. They got to meet each other so they can support each other. But I think without a doubt, after having talked to Brenda yesterday, she definitely has everything it takes to do her own podcast, and she's well-formed. She's also got, again, you know, the secular world credentials. She's got a bachelor's and a master's degree in the secular world. And she cuts her teeth on all the right stuff, Fulton Sheen lectures and Opus Angelorum, so she's definitely tracking in the right direction. She's the right person to start a young adult show on Virgin Most Powerful. So I just told her she can count on you and me for anything that she needs, and if any support, we'll be there for her.
Hey, Brenda, we thank you for coming and doing this for us and for the church. I just want to say one more thing. I've got a text here from Dr. Ed Mazet. Stay right where you're at, Brenda, because Dr. Ed has something else to add to the previous conversation we had, but I want him to get it in because it said it's very important.
I just want to thank you guys too, by the way.
Oh, our pleasure. So thank Jesus.
Thank you.
And Mary and Saint Joseph. Dr. Ed Mazet, are you still with us? Nope. Okay, well, he texted me. I get texts all during the show. Brenda, last thing I want to ask you about the young adults is, what is it that we really need to reach out to when it comes to young adults? We have to be authentic. Is that what they are looking for? In other words, can they tell somebody is phony compared to someone being authentic when it comes to
faith? I think
faith?
So. I mean, that's one component. But also, I think the whole non-threatening vibe stance is really important, because that's the first thing that comes to mind for a lot of young people. They're like, no, that's why I don't want to go to confession, because all they're going to do is condemn me. And it's like, that's the wrong way of seeing it.
Yeah.
And then so when anyone comes off as, look, you're living wrong, and the first thing they're thinking is, who are you to tell me? That's the truth. Who are you to tell me? And they don't know who you are or we are. Who they don't know. Mm-hmm. But it's important that we think of the prodigal father,
yeah,
and how he was with the prodigal son. He was, yeah, merciful. He didn't care about, I mean, we care because we love, but we have to, I think, just remember to be merciful and have that approach. And I think that's where, I don't know if that's just a maternal or a counselor type gift, but I think that's really important to have that approach just to, and it's not limited to women, of course.
Got it. Well, I want to ask all our listeners to pray for the success of this outreach to our young adults. And also thank you again from the bottom of our hearts here at Virgin Most Powerful that you're willing to come and join forces with us in proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ.
Thank you. I'm honored. I appreciate
it. Thank you, Brenda.
Thank you so much.
Jesse, we got 2 minutes to wrap up the show. What do you want to, I know we talked about.
I just want to say that don't believe the fake news media that Joe Biden is not the president. Mm-hmm. He's not the president-elect either.
Okay? Right.
The ballots are still being received, so keep praying. Get involved in your state. Ballots are still being counted. And again, a lot of these states, you know, where the margin between President Trump and Biden, it's razor thin. So keep on praying, keep on doing penance, and get involved in those Jericho marches. Get involved by calling your local officials in those states that are fighting. And remember that we have, this election has to get certified. And we have, I think on December 8th is the deadline.
Right, the 8th.
And I'll tell you the good news about the election results being certified on December 8th, that's the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, which, by the way, it just happens to be the title
Patron.
Of our Blessed Mother, yep, under which the United States is consecrated.
Interesting, isn't it?
Coincidence? I don't think so. So remember, okay? The Electoral College doesn't certify its vote until over a month from now.
Yep.
So don't believe what you're hearing from the media. Biden is not the president-elect, and Congress doesn't officially announce the Electoral College vote until January 6th. So that's almost like 2 months from now. So the election's far from over.
Excellent.
Especially the fact that there's so much evidence of rampant voter fraud.
Right.
It's being investigated. It's being revealed. Let's do a St. Father to Pio. Disconnect from the mainstream media. That's
exactly
number one. And what this weekend, I'm going to disconnect from Facebook and Twitter. I'm going to go solely to Parler. I don't watch Fox News no more. They've gone left. I get my news now from Newsmax. They're the only conservative voice out there. And I'm going to go to Parler as of this weekend.
Yep.
And of course, the Catholic Media, Church Militant, ourselves, you know, good people like LifeSite News, Raymond Arroyo. So there's some good Catholic voices outside. So again, as Catholics, remember, pray, hope, and don't worry. Worry is useless. And don't fall into the heresy of Americanism. Don't put your politics before your faith, because that's when you get all stressed out, because then your politics becomes your religion, and it's not our religion. All it is a tool for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Terry?
And I want to mention that up next, I want to keep you focused on what? The source and summit of the Christian life, the Holy Eucharist. The Bible with the Barbers are going to talk about the Old and New Testament and the fulfillment of that manna and the bread and the coming of Jesus Christ and the Holy Eucharist, and why it's so important for us Bibles to have, for us Christians, Catholics, to be in love with Jesus Christ and the Blessed Sacrament. Jesse Romero, what state should we be living in, brother?
Let's live in the state of grace. Do not live in the state of mortal sin. Remember, let's get holy or die trying. Because if you're 5 or 105, it doesn't matter. We've all got an exit interview with Jesus.
Amen. And up, like I say, up next, I'll be in the next studio with my wife, Mary Danielle, who's got a master's in biblical studies, Bible with the Barbers. You want a Bible study that's going to inspire you to fall deep in love with Jesus? Coming up, if you're on an AM station, you want to hear us, go to our YouTube channel, which is Virgin Most Powerful Radio, or get our free app. And you'll be able to get all of the good stations that we have, all the good shows that we have on Virgin Most Powerful. So we're signing off. Up next, Bible with the Barbers. Love to have you come and join us for a good Bible study. May God richly bless you and your family.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. O my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole church, grant it love and the light of thy spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to Thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great High Priest, may the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin most powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.